Pastor Leon is sick and that you have to listen to me this morning, so. But glad that you are here, and we hope that more will kind of join in here. I just want to bring a few things to your attention. Again, Pastor Leon is sick this morning, so he's not able to join us. There is no SNL tonight, and then next Sunday we'll be going laser tag and pizza, and you can sign up online for that. That's $5 for that. Then I want also to remind you that this coming Saturday, February 17th at 7 p.m., we have our church annual business meeting. And so we'd love to have you come and join us for that and hear of the good things that God has done through this past year and what he has for us ahead. The psalmist writes, "Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." So I invite you to join our praise team in standing as we worship the Lord and praise him through song.
You can see Hunter and I are wearing our Woodstock Worship Project t-shirts that Hunter designed for us a couple of years ago. We're very happy to say that we're marking 2 years of doing this and putting our original contemporary Christian music online for the world to hear, music that spreads the good news of the gospel and points to our Savior, Jesus Christ, and not us. And we're very happy to know we're getting close to 1,000 streams listening, but it's not about numbers. One soul is worth all of our hours we've put into it, and hopefully there'll be more. We're just getting started, so we want to thank everyone who has encouraged us. And now let's all sing. We're going to sing a song which talks about how mighty our God is, and what a wonderful Savior that he is.
Everyone needs compassion, love that
that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, kindness of a Savior. The song is we're all going to sing about how grateful we are to have God's breath in our lungs. Some of us that are having breathing issues might appreciate it even more every day. Let's all praise God that it's His breath in our lungs and always will be. Amen.
You bring light to
Paul Kranz to come up. Paul has a great opportunity. Some of you know that Paul is a disc golfer. Back in 2022, he won the Amateur World Golf Championship. Last year was his first year as a professional, and he was named Rookie of the Year for the Pro Disc Golf Association. And doing all that while finishing up his high school education and running a successful lawn business. Well, this year he's decided to end the lawn business and he's going full time with disc golf. And so he'll be leaving this Thursday and won't be back till probably September, I think it is. And so we just want to have a time of prayer for him as he heads out on this great adventure he has before him. So I'm going to have Paul share a few words, then we'll pray for him.
Yeah, so I started playing disc golf in 2019, and I soon realized that my goal was to have it as a career, and I was blessed with the opportunity to make that happen this year and go full-time with it. So I would just like all of you to keep me in your prayers for keeping God at the top of it all and to be able to spread the word. I'll be traveling for 8 months this year, and I'll only be back in the Massachusetts area for 1 week out of those 8 months. So I will be traveling to a lot of states, and I would love to be able to spread the word as much as I can through my social medias and just in general, and to show, set an example while I'm on the course, people to see the light of God in me. So I'd like prayers for all of that and safe travels, because I'm traveling every week, multiple hours every week, and just safe travels that I can get to all my locations.
Yeah, Paul has a renovated SUV where he'll be living out of that. It has a little bed in there, refrigerator, kind of solar panels hooked up, and so it sounds like a pretty fancy thing, but he'll be traveling and living out of that. And so again, we want to pray for his safety. There are some prayer cards for Paul out on the Next Step table. If you would like to get one of those, it has some information where you can follow him in the tournaments. But also, you can see his social media. And as Paul has said, he has already just been such a witness for Christ through this, where he gives glory to God. And if you go to his social media, you'll see again him honoring God in all that he does. And so, again, we just want to have this time of prayer for you, Paul. Father God, I thank you for Paul, and I thank you for the way that you have gifted him, and especially in this area with disc golf, and for this opportunity that you have provided him to be able to go full-time in this area. And God, we thank you for just working this out, and we pray for his safety as he'll be traveling, and he'll be alone. Pray that you'll watch over him through the hours of driving. Pray that you'll keep him safe, living and sleeping in his car. Ask that you would give him good health, that you'll keep him free from injury, but also just his body staying healthy through the whole thing. Father, again, we thank you for how you have gifted him, and we ask that you would help him in this season. Give him confidence. Help him through the highs and lows that come with any sports season. And so continue to help him to keep his trust in you and looking to you for all things. We thank you for the way that he has desired to honor you in this field of his. And we thank you for the way that he has honored you already. And so we look forward to the opportunities that he will have to be a voice for you and an encouragement to others. Father, we ask that you would help him as he'll be again on the road, and pray that you'll provide him with Christian fellowship. We thank you for the ministry of Eagle's Nest, which provides a chapel service before many of the tournaments that he'll be involved in. And I pray that through this, he would get encouragement from your word, but also the encouragement of fellow believers. Father, we ask that you would help him to keep his eyes always upon you, wanting to please you in all things. Father, we ask that you be with his family as well. And this is a big change for them, having him go off like this. And so we pray for Tom and for Cindy, and thank you for the opportunities that they're going to have this year to visit him at some of his tournaments. We pray for Brandon and Kaylee as well, and just the adjustment of Paul being gone. So we ask that you will watch over Paul and his family, bless him in all that he does. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And let's continue in prayer to the Lord. Father God, again, we do thank you and praise you for all that you do for us and all that you provide for us. We thank you for the opportunity to gather this day to worship you and praise you together. We thank you for the encouragement that we can find from one another. Father, we are so grateful that you being such a great God and a loving God, that you care so much for each one of us. And that you invite us to come before you in prayer. You invite us to not only praise you, but to pour our hearts out to you. And so, Father, we pray for those who are going through some difficult times right now. We pray that they would find comfort in you. We pray that you would use us to help bring that comfort to them as well. Father, we pray for people who are hurting physically. Father, we think of Kara Wasilewski's dad and ask that you would help him with his various health issues. We ask that you would help him to come to know all that you have done for him and dying up on the cross and rising from the dead and the life that we can have in you. Father, we ask that you would give Karen and Andy wisdom in dealing with some of the medical situations that have arisen and that will arise. So just guard over him and this family at this time. Father, we continue to pray for Natalie Parker, and thank you that she was able to have this surgery again and for it being successful, and just help her now as she recovers from this knee replacement surgery. Father, we pray for others who are hurting. We think of, again, Pastor Leon being ill with the flu, and we know others who are battling colds and the flu and other things as well. And so watch over them and help them and bring healing to their bodies. Father God, we pray for those who are just hurting, who have lost loved ones recently, and pray that you would provide them with peace and comfort at this very difficult time. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to have our annual business meeting. And again, we're so grateful for what you have done in and through us in this past year. And we look forward to all that you have for us in the coming year. And so I thank you for the opportunity to just gather and to hear about some of those things, but also really, again, be focused on being all that you desire for us to be. So we ask that you would guide that meeting and all that we do in there as we look at putting the search committee together and voting on members for the search committee. Pray that you would just guide in that whole process and then guide the committee. And Father God, we just thank you again that we can be here this morning. We pray that all that we do would bring honor and glory to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This time the children are dismissed for children's worship.
Oceans of history are made turbulent by the ever-rising tides of hate.